offers our best for Mother's Day. Alive flowers, yeah. Yeah. Mums. Mums are the best flowers for Mother's Day. What did the baby corn say to the mama corn? Where's popcorn? Silence is golden. Unless you have kids, then silence is suspicious. Amen. Amen. All of us know that mothers have special gifts. For instance, the amazing ability to hear a sneeze through closed doors in the middle of the night, three bedrooms away, while daddy snores next to her. Amen. Amen. My mom told me I'd never amount to anything because I procrastinate too much. I said, oh yeah? Just you wait. A toddler can do more in one unsupervised minute than most people can do in a day. Amen? All right. I know you all were expecting some humor. Now, listen to this verse as I read 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, I am persuaded is in you also. Undoubtedly, Lois and Eunice had a godly impact on Timothy, even though Timothy's father was a non-believer. Charles Swindoll had a friend who was raised by a Christian mother who realized the value of a godly upbringing. When he was still just a young baby, she would sing him to sleep at night, not singing little ditties and lullabies, but singing hymns and choruses that speak of the Christian faith. From the crib until he left home, she made sure he knew the truth of God's word, which were so powerfully proclaimed in hymns, such as A Mighty Fortress in Our God. I would propose to you that many a Christian mother has been used by the Lord to plant spiritual seeds that the Holy Spirit has used to bring countless children into a relationship with Jesus Christ. God's word is full of instructions on how to live in such a way that would enable your child to enjoy the abundant life promised in Jesus Christ. Influential mothers who want to capture the hearts of their children for Jesus take to heart what is written in Philippians chapter 2 in verse 3 through 5. It says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Verse 4, let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but for the interests of others. The best thing a mother can do for her children and family is to let the humility of Christ flow in and through her. A Christian mother who has been taught of the Lord how to apply these principles as she rears children will know the joy of sacrificial living. God teaches the difference between working to get ahead in life or working for the good of the family, especially in regard to her children's eternal future. Now, saints, today we are here not only to worship the Lord, but also to honor our mothers and grandmothers and all the wonderful ladies who have gathered in this sanctuary. It is a day for showing our appreciation and expressions of love. It is also a day for remembering. Years ago, before the introduction of the cellular phones, there were only landlines. The phone companies would report that on Mother's Day was by far their busiest day of the year, and the restaurants and stores looked forward to Mother's Day, anticipating the financial increase due to all the celebrating. Mother's Day is the busiest day in restaurants throughout the year. And if you're going to eat today, I'll pray for you. Yes, Mother's Day is a big deal because Mom is a big deal. So join me today as we attempt to praise the true value of motherhood, a task for which I am convinced I cannot do justice in this short sermon. True motherhood is a lifetime task. True motherhood is a lifetime task. And it's not easy, because by the time a child reaches 18 years of age, a mother has had to handle some extra 18,000 hours of child-generated work. All these mothers, just their shoulders just slew. One mother once commented, "The joy of motherhood is what a woman experiences when all the children are finally in bed. But true motherhood is a calling, a privilege, and if handled right, a pleasure." Yes. Amen. But before I continue, I must make it clear that Mother's Day is a very difficult time for some. Many women would love to have become a mother, but for some reason they were unable. Then there are some who didn't have that loving, supportive mother, while others simply didn't get along with Mom. And yet some mothers have already passed away. Sadly, some mothers have lost children, while others carry the guilt of wayward children. We pray for these mothers today that despite their troubles, God will comfort and strengthen them on this special day. I was talking with someone the other day about how influential mothers are when I remembered this quote. "When a father is not happy, who cares? When a mother's not happy, nobody is happy." My friend laughed and had to agree how true that was. A science teacher at our school gave the class a lesson on magnets. The following day, he wanted to recap the lesson and said, "My name begins with an M, has six letters, and I pick up things. What am I?" The kids all shouted, "My mother." Out of the 69 kings of France, only three were really loved by their subjects. And these three were the only ones reared by their mothers and not by tutors or guardians. There is a significant quote from Napoleon himself that stated, "The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world." Ralph Waldo Emerson, the man who led the transcendentalist movement of the mid-19th century, once said, "Men are what their mothers make them." Now, there are a number of portraits of motherhood in Scripture as well. There's, of course, Mary, the mother of Jesus, who faithfully supported his ministry, and also the mother of Moses, who loved her son so deeply that she broke Pharaoh's law in an attempt to save his life. Later, Moses followed the commands and direction of God to rescue the Israelites from slavery. Proverbs chapter 31 tells the story of a mother, King Lemuel, who gave advice to her son about godly living and instructed him in choosing the proper wife and future mother. And we must remember the many sermons taken from Proverbs chapter 31. "My wife has always felt challenged by that particular chapter. And of course, one of the most powerful stories ever of a mother's love was the mother who told King Solomon to give her child to another woman rather than see any harm come to him. And how about the spiritual impact of Susanna Wesley, mother of 17 children, two of which were John and Charles Wesley? Susanna spent 1 hour each day praying for her children. In addition, she took each child aside for a full hour once a week to discuss spiritual matters. So it's no wonder her children were used of God to bring blessings to all of England and much of America. Once a mother was talking to an old college friend and announced, "I remember the time before I was married, I had three theories about raising children. Well, now I have three children and no theories." Amen. Mother has the fascinating ability to be almost everywhere at once. And she alone can somehow squeeze an enormous amount of living into a 24-hour day. A man was walking along the beach at Girvan one day and stumbled across an old lamp. He picked it up, rubbed it, and out popped a genie. The genie said, "Four people have released me from the lamp this month, and I'm getting sick of these three wishes routine. So I'm only going to give you one wish, but I'll make it a good one." The man thought about it for a while, and then he answered, "I have always wanted to go to America, but I am afraid to fly, and I get very seasick. Could you build me a bridge to and from Girvan to New York so I could drive there in my car?" The genie shouted, "Oh, come on, that's impossible. Think of the logistics of that feat. How would the supports of such a bridge reach the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean and stay stable in bad weather? Don't be stupid. The answer is obviously no. Think of something else." The man thought about it again. "Well, I have been trying to get a girlfriend for years. And every time I get one, they always tell me that I don't care enough and that I'm insensitive. So for my second wish, I wish that I could fully understand women, to know exactly how they feel and know exactly what they are thinking." You men are laughing. The genie paused for a moment and then spoke up. "That bridge to America, do you want it two lanes or four?" Folks, men do not honestly understand women. We try and we fail. There are many things that men cannot do and women do with ease. To be honest, we men really don't make good mothers. It is not that men are useless, but face it, there are just things a mother does best. God made us different. God made us different. For example, a mother singing a Brahms lullaby to a baby has the voice of an angel, a member of the celestial choir itself, whereas a father would have trouble pulling that off. Yet the same voice of a mother can dwarf the sound of huge speakers when she calls the children for supper or cheers them on at a football game. I remember someone once saying, "You can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool your mother." A mom can be tough, too, when she needs to be. I remember to this day the only whipping my mother ever gave me, and I never wanted another one. My dad found it quite amusing. You may have guessed by now that there's no specific gospel message this morning, but an overall look at God's unique creation called Mother. She fed me when I was hungry. She laundered all my clothes. She helped me study history and wiped my dirty nose. She often wiped my fevered brow. She taught me to ride a bike. She even taught me how to eat the foods I did not like. She wore old and faded clothes so I would have something new. She set an example so I would know what to say and what to do. She often worked from dawn to dark to make our house a home. While singing like a morning lark, her eyes with love light shone. Now wrinkles grace her brow. Her hair has turned to gray. And I begin to wonder how I'll live without her someday. One day a little girl was sitting and watching her mother do the dishes, and suddenly she noticed that her mother had several strands of white hair sticking out of her brunette head. Little girl asked, "Why are some of your hairs white, Mommy?" The mother replied smugly, "Well, every time you do something wrong and make me cry or be unhappy, one of my hairs turns white." The little girl thought for a moment and said, "So how come all the grandmother's hair is white?" Grandmothers and great-grandmothers are extra special, too. And much can be summed up in an essay written by an elementary school pupil entitled, "What is a Grandmother?" Y'all will like this. A grandmother is a lady who has no children of her own, but she likes other people's little girls and boys. A grandfather is a man grandmother. He goes for walks with the boys and they talk about fishing and stuff like that. Grandmothers don't have to do anything except be there. They are old, so they shouldn't play too hard, and they shouldn't run. It is just enough if they drive us to the places where the pretend horse is and have lots of coins ready. When they take us for a walk, they slow down and show us pretty things like leaves and butterflies and things, and they never say things like, "Hurry up. We are going to be late." Usually grandmothers are fat, but not too fat to tie your shoes. They wear glasses and funny underwear, and they can take their teeth out. Grandmothers don't have to be smart, but they can answer questions like, "Why isn't God married? How come dogs chase cats?" Grandmothers don't talk baby talk like other adults do. And when they read to us, they don't skip parts of the story or even complain about reading the same story over again. Everyone should try to have a grandmother, especially if you don't have television, because they are the only grown-up who have time for you. Almost all of us have fond memories of our mothers and grandmothers and of the home where we were raised. When we think of one, we think of the other. I can remember the sounds and sights and smells of home. I'm sure you can too. I remember the smell of home baking. My mother baked stuff all the time. I think my family could verify that. But she had desserts that only she knew how to make. And she didn't share those recipes. But I remember the smell of home baking in our house and the taste from licking the spoon and the warm baked goods just coming out of the oven and the dinners that only your mother can make, even if it was just beans on toast. But folks, a mother could add that special something, that something to a simple meal that made it special. This extra ingredient was always highlighted in the old show on TV, Everybody Loves Raymond. Marie, the mother, always called it cooking with love. We could continue with other thoughts and memories of the moms that do so much to bless our lives with their love and care. But I believe I will close this morning by reading another poem by an unknown author entitled, My Mother. Your love, I know, I've seen your tears. You've given to me my life. You have walked me through days and years of heartache, toil, and strife. To see that I could have the best that you could give to me, you gave up your needs and often rest as you viewed eternity. To do his will, my highest call, and by your special care, I stood and walked and did not fall. You held me up in prayer. Though strands of gray may brush your hair and miles divide our way, I know that by your quiet prayer, you've helped me day by day. You have shown me how to give, to share, to put my own needs last. You helped me see and be aware that life is so soon to pass. To spite your love, I would not dare, for there is not another who spreads her gentle love and care like you, my loving mother. May our Lord bless you and keep you on this special day, folks. Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for Jesus, that he died on the cross so we did not have to pay the penalty for our sin. We thank you also for his mother, Mary, who raised him perfectly to do your will and agonized as she watched him die on the cross of Calvary. Father, although we want to applaud all the mothers who take their role seriously, but we also bring before you the women who carry sorrow from being unable to bear children. We pray also for those who have lost a mother and the mothers who have lost their children. And dear God, we ask that you would comfort the men and women alike who struggle today because of some rift in their family relationships. May your abiding presence bring them peace. Father, be with each and every one of us today, making this Mother's Day a special day to remember. We ask all these things in your name. Amen. 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 Now, I don't want you to get up and leave. We always have presents for Mama in this church. And my wife and Joy and Jennifer made these for the mamas of our church. Amen. And here we celebrate ladies. We don't celebrate just mamas. I'm told that you need to twist the middle section to get the pin out. To get the pin out, don't twist other parts or the jewelry's going to come apart.